Both Gilman City teams in action last night. So as we start the coaches' shows, we'll talk on the girls' side with head coach Adam Clark. Gilman City girls take one on the chin against a real good squad in number one seed North Harrison on the Shamrocks' home floor last night. Gilman City boys took a victory in the 4-5 matchup against East Harrison. Probably means, I don't know if they're going to play tonight or not, but certainly Winston heavy favorite against Newtown Harris. So Gilman City, we talked about this last week, the first time the boys played at Winston. Played them pretty tough. We'll get to a boys' conversation coming up next. First up, let's talk some Lady Hawks basketball with Coach Clark. Coach, Grundy are 5 on the road, and then East Harrison at home. A couple of decent teams that it looks like you kind of played with a little bit, not necessarily close by the end, but how did it feel like the girls played last week?
Well, I thought, we're starting to show some things that we were hoping to see maybe a little earlier in the year. You know, maybe we're a little behind where we want to be, but we're starting to see some things from our younger players to make strides to get better. So it was nice to see some fight in the girls. We forced some teams to keep playing hard through some quarters where, you know, other nights they might want to, you know, get some subs in and take it easy on a quarter here or there too. So it was nice to kind of force that hand on some of these really good teams. You know, Grundy County's got a lot of weapons, a lot of good athletes that can score from about anywhere on the floor. So, you know, it was a tough loss, but, you know, I was real proud of the girls. They put up like 27 points that night. So I thought they did a good job of sharing the ball. We had every girl scored that night, you know, so it was nice to see that.
Yeah, and you kind of hit on what I was thinking of there, because I've seen your team. I haven't seen Grundy's girls team yet, but I certainly know they're having a fine season with a very good record, and they're well-balanced. I think Jandy Peterson is probably their go-to girl, but they have more weapons than that, where you have two girls that are pretty consistent, maybe three on a good night that can put the ball in the hoop, but just not as deep as Grundy, and I'm sure that makes it a challenge.
It is. It's a real big challenge. They're a very athletic group. They play aggressive, a lot of pressure defense, and they get out and run the floor well. And then, like, in the half-court sets, it's just, you know, you're scrambling to cover all the good shooters they have. Plus, you know, as you mentioned, the Peterson girls are very quick. She can get into the lane. They've got some nice, tall athletes that it's tough to cover as well. So, you know, it's a tough matchup in about every situation for us.
Well, you know that the girls are going to play Winston in the consolation semifinals, and with the snow in the forecast for today, who knows what's going to happen with the tournament. It's 9:30 as we're recording this this morning, so we'll probably know more by this afternoon. But at some point, the girls are going to play Winston. How do you match up with the Lady Redbirds, Coach?
Well, we saw them back in December, and, you know, that was pretty early in the season for us. We were still trying to find some feet underneath of us, but we battled down there. You know, it didn't look like we were that close. Maybe by the end of the game, they pulled away a little bit, but it was a back-and-forth game. I think, you know, for the most part, it's going to be one of our better matchups in our conference. We're just going to have to see if we can get, five girls on the floor involved on offense and defense, because if we can get all five involved, that's going to make life a little easier for our scorers, because if we can get, you know, posts involved, that'll open up some outside shots. And then defensively, if we can get some good guard play defensively as well as get some rebounds out of our posts, I think, it could make for a very interesting game.
Certainly when you start to look at girls in this conference that are, in my mind, a pretty sure thing of getting first-team all-conference honors by the end of the season, I think Sophie Pliley's in that group for Winston.
She's a very good athlete. You know, she works hard. She's a smart athlete. She puts herself in good situations. And so, yeah, she's a quality athlete.
As far as your games last week, Coach, you know, Grundy was a tough game on the road. It's always more difficult to play well on the road, and Grundy had a lot to do with that. You scored a little bit more, and you didn't give up as much against East Harrison on Friday. It was on your home floor, but it looks like you played better on Friday. Was that the case?
Yeah, we did, especially early on. I thought the girls battled well in the first quarter. East Harrison does a good job of keeping the intensity level high, playing full court defense and trying to make you make mistakes. And I thought the girls did an excellent job in the first quarter. They battled, and I think it was 17-13 at the end of the first. Unfortunately, by the end of the second, you know, I think a little bit of that mental fatigue got to us, and we started making a few mistakes, but all in all, you know, like you said, we put up a few more points. We were able to move the ball a little bit and get some open looks from the three-point line. So we looked like we had a purpose on offense and had an idea of where we wanted to go with it at times, and that was nice to see.
You know, it's clear in talking with you, Coach, that, you know, the wins aren't as many as you'd like, and you know, certainly sometimes you're on the good side of that, and sometimes you know, it's just you're rebuilding a little bit. But it's clear in talking with you that the girls are moving in the right direction, and they're making big strides.
Yeah, they are. They're putting in some work. You know, us coaches get a little impatient from time to time, and want a little bit more out of our athletes. But we also understand that these are some young ladies that you know, haven't had a ton of experience, and so they're getting it now. And, you know, we're at that time of the year where a lot of teams want to start playing their best basketball. And I think, you know, we're making strides to play better every game. It's a focus for us. You know, the girls are putting time in and effort in. And I think, you know, it's eventually going to pay off. Maybe not this year, but, you know, next year it will really help us out.
When it comes to just, you know, you have the tournament this week, and certainly if weather holds, everybody's guaranteed three games, which is one of the things I like about the HTC tournament this year. It's an 8-team field, so you got 7th place, 5th place games all the way down. I'm just looking at your schedule here, Coach. You got Mercer, you got Albany, it looks like, on the home floor. Then you got districts here in 2 weeks, and it looks like you got Worth County there in the opening round.
Yeah, well, you know, there's not going to be any breaks from now until the end of the season. There's several good quality teams, and you know, Albany being in from the GRC has seen a lot of quality basketball, so they're going to be ready to scrap with us. Worth County is an excellent ball club, you know, in district. That's going to be a really big matchup. But more importantly, we want to finish our conference tournament here, playing some really good basketball, and see if we can make some noise before the end of the tournament.
Well, the one thing too is you come in as a number 8 seed, so yeah, I talk all the time with coaches that when you come into a tournament, you want to finish with a better spot than what your seed indicates. And if you can win a game, maybe even two here on the consolation side of the bracket, you won't finish 8th. So that's the goal right now. Is it not to, you know, you're seeded 8th? You want to finish better than 8th?
We absolutely do. You know, we've had a couple tough losses to some conference teams. You know, we had a close one for a while with Newtown early on in the year. We battled a little while with Winston. And so, you know, we want to take some of these opportunities to, you know, we're going to get to see one or two of them and see if we can come away with a victory or take it right down to the wire and see how well we can play.
Snuffer's been a go-to scorer. You have the senior, got to have to kick in my memory, Coach. Who's the senior that you're going through a little bit?
Megan Cottrell.
Absolutely.
Our senior point guard.
So aside from those two, and they've been doing the bulk of the scoring, is the confidence level to put the ball in the hoop, is it growing with the other girls on the squad?
We can see bits and pieces of it getting put together. You know, our post players in Bailey Williamson and Zoe Williamson, they're starting to work on their post moves. They're starting to work on their aggressiveness of trying to shoot from the block. Neither one of them is known for being tall, but they can be scrappy and they can be aggressive to try to get to the free throw line. And, you know, Michelle Sutton, she's another guard for us, and she's real quick. She can get open a lot of times, and, you know, if she gets comfortable shooting, I think she'll be a real threat for us. And then we also bring Brooklyn McQuarrie off the bench. She's another senior girl for us, played for us last year. If she gets left open, she can make you pay. So she's another three-point threat that can really help us out in times.
Well, a great victory last night for the Gilman City boys. I was talking about it off the air with Coach Clark. It's a little bit more tight than they wanted late, but they've had a lot of close losses, as I mentioned on sports this morning. So they did get a close victory last night against East Harrison. We'll talk about that likely matchup with Winston in the semifinals on Thursday coming up next.